Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard Virgil Spragis Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
Welcome to Wilderness Freedom Radio on this blue and windy Tuesday night. And I tell you what, it is freezing ass cold up here. And we are surviving like everybody else. Russell Virgil, how are you all doing, brothers? And welcome back.
Oh, doing well this evening. Having an exceptionally good evening. I don't know, we're supposed to get a little cold today. The bad weather missed us. It's supposed to get a little chilly tomorrow. The bad weather missed us today, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we caught the tail end of that. But, man, I tell you, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on and everything. And let's take a moment and want to wish my sister, Christina Walker, a happy birthday. So. And everything, so I'm going to do a shout out for her and happy birthday, sis. And mine's next week. I'll be turning the ripe age of 60, believe it or not. Getting close, man. Getting up there. I'm at the halfway mark. But anyhow, so I don't know, man. I mean, me and Russ Virgil was talking earlier. I'm kind of starting to see a lot of things kind of might be blowing up in their faces and everything, you know, with Musk fighting on Twitter and then everything else coming out and in Maricopa and all this other stuff. What are your thoughts, Russell? I mean, what are you seeing?
I think it's pretty much a big distraction. The election was a good win. They're trying to play it down. But all that's a distraction. If you think the House of Representatives are going to do anything worthwhile, you're kidding yourself.
Right.
Because it looks like you're going to have the same old shit, McCarthy and this Emmer guy's establishment as they come. So you're not going to see any real anything happen like on that. But you got to remember, this is all meant to keep you distracted. Oh, China's going to have 15, whatever, thousands or 1,500 nukes, yada, yada. Ukraine, Putin, this, that, and one thing. But you've been distracted from what's really going on, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, you have a DOJ going after the political enemies of the Democrats. This could not be more prevalent than what they're doing to President Trump right now. Okay? And it's only going to get worse if these fuckers are that bold. They won't think twice about coming for anybody else. And on top of that, you've got that going on, and I heard, and now I haven't been able to verify this, but it came from a pretty good source, somebody I've known a long time who's been pretty damn accurate on the intel I've gotten from him and stuff, but I got a little bird dropped in my ear that the military has been chatting with the Supreme Court.
Oh, I've heard about that, too. I heard that.
I don't know if that's true or not or what's going on with that. I do not know. Things are getting pretty crazy out there, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be distracted. Don't think, all right, we won the House. This is going down. I promise you, McCarthy and Emmer aren't going to do a motherfucking thing that isn't scripted. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just y'all going to have to wake up and understand you're the only ones who can change what's coming. And until you do, all pretty much a fucking waste of time. I don't know. What do you think?
One here.
Oh, we got Virgil?
Yeah,
I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm right here. Okay. All that is a distraction. Russell is 110% right on that. Wait until You're seeing it on the news. They're saying, oh, we're trying to avoid it. We're going to legislate this where they can't do this and where they can't do that. That's in front of you. Behind the scenes, you know Barack Biden is wanting to tank the American economy. And when these railroads go on strike, buddy, you're going to see something. You're going to see something. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
They've already got experiments right now fixing to take place with digital currency. I don't know if you've been reading that or not. That's supposed to take
Joseph, you can get off that digital purchasing all you want to. If the shit ain't in the store, what good does it do for you to try and buy it?
Well, yeah. That's true.
Well,
the thing is,
if this strike happens, and I really don't know if it's going to. I think there'll be a bunch of chest thumping and duh-duh like that, and it'll be the environment. At least I hope it will. If it does happen, it's going to get very strange very quickly. The government has no right to interfere in that anyway. Of course, if they would have been doing their job all along, Republicans and Democrats alike, we wouldn't have the problems we're having today. There wouldn't be one or two companies that own the whole rail system. We wouldn't have two wireless or two phone companies that control the whole industry. You wouldn't have Amazon, Walmart, and everybody else putting every little small and pop shop and store owner out of business. All right, this is absolutely the government's fault. 100% how we've gotten into all of this, and and people are so. You go to Walmart, you got to check your own shit out, right? You know, I want to know when the Christmas parties for the self-checkers are. I want to make that.
Right. Right.
And people are being trained and conditioned every day to accept things that digital currency. They're going to fucking, they're already talking about trying some of that in New York and all that. And that's just strictly 100% a way to control you, because if it's all digital, you can't make a purchase or do anything without them knowing what you purchased, how much you paid for it, the whole nine yards. And people are dumb enough to keep following along and rolling with this and stuff. And, it's just gotten to the point of ridiculous. Then they had Fauci out there again today. He said, everybody needs to get vaccinated, da-da-da, like this. And China's really, while China is denying everybody their human rights in a huge lockdown again, Fauci's over there saying, while China's got them locked down, they might as well just go ahead and, vaccinate them. The shit that comes out of these people's mouths, you cannot make up. I don't know if they're brazen, or just that damn stupid to say stuff like that openly. Because they already know that you know that they are corrupt. Tell you something, tyrants rule on fraud and force, ladies and gentlemen. In any case, the fraud has been exposed. So what's left? Force. Stand by.
And we're seeing that now. We're kind of getting to see a little taste of it right now. What's happening in China will eventually be happening over here. and everything. They're going to try to catch us all off guard. What I'm kind of gathering and seeing, that's what they're going to try to do with all this distraction. Am I wrong?
Well, the thing is, Joseph, everybody is under the impression that this is America. We have freedom of choice. Bullshit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, these politicians tell you that. They're told to tell you that because they're put in place to give you the illusion that you have freedom of choice. If you have freedom of choice, tell the IRS to kiss your ass. You ain't paying your taxes no more. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Try
that.
Actually, there's a simple way to do that. Just put yourself exempt on your W-2s and you don't have to pay
taxes. They're fixing to do away with that. They're fixing to do away with that loophole. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, politicians are put there by a company called the Industrial Military Complex.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens in this country without the rubber stamp check of okay from the Industrial Military Complex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're not going to do anything. It's all about control. It's all, if they give you freedom of choice, they lose control. When the GDP, the growth, remember, Russell, when the GDP got so high, they freaked out. They freaked out under Trump. Remember that?
Yeah.
How Pelosi and all them freaked out? Okay. Now, they couldn't have it get that high. They couldn't let you be self-sufficient. Because if you're self-sufficient, what the fuck do you need them for? What the fuck do you need them to tell you what to do? What the fuck do you need to hear, oh, it's for the greater good?
We're all in this together.
Yeah, we're all in this together. You know? Well, the people on the Titanic were all in it together, but that didn't work out too good, did it?
So were the Jewish people that were gas in the gas chambers. They were all in
and,
it together, too.
Yeah. So, people, it's going to happen. This railroad strike is going to happen. And it's gonna, I'm going to tell you right now, as I say, it's going to separate the men from the boys. This entire country, Biden is going to shut this country down. He tried to do it with COVID. He tried to do it with COVID. And he's going to do it by one thing, denouncing the railroad strike, the threat of a railroad strike in public. But behind the scenes, he's promoting it. He's pushing it. Trust me.
But
him,
right now,
Pelosi,
I don't know if you're seeing
Obama.
This.
You see, Mr. Big is not Joe Biden. Mr. Big is not Joe Biden. Mr. Big is Barack Obama. This is Barack Obama's third term as president.
Yep.
Believe you me.
And here's the thing, with what Russell Virgil just said with all that and everything, too, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but out here I've noticed, like, within the last couple of hours, gas shot way down. It's almost $2.17 a gallon right now here in New Mexico. What's it over there where you're at? It went from $3 to $2.17.
It's we're still up around $3.
All right.
All right, let's get this straight. The reason the price of oil has come down is two reasons. One, there's less demand. Two, they have just about depleted our strategic reserves. All right. Biden prioritized drilling in Venezuela. Okay, not in the U.S., but Venezuela, all right? Here's a fun fact, ladies and gentlemen. just over 2 years ago now, there have been 10 million illegal aliens coming to this fucking country from the southern border. Now, what do you think that is about? They're coming for me, you, anybody like thinking like us. They're coming for us, and those fucking illegals are your replacement and my replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Ask questions about, and
not only that, most of them are Venezuelan soldiers too, getting ready to fight here when they give you orders.
Aren't Venezuelan soldiers? Now there's quite a few of them come across here. You're talking about, I'm probably talking about a few thousand, but you're not talking.
You're cutting out, Russell.
Yeah, you're cutting out bad.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. What I was saying was, while there's been a considerable number of Venezuelan regular across the border, it's nowhere close to the most of them or the majority of them or anything along those lines.
Right.
But, you know, there's no telling what kind of, well, we've already known we got terrorists in every country that support terrorists walk across the border. Cartels are handing out, I'm sorry, the cartels are just running wild down there, such trafficking drugs, you name it. The border's absolutely wide open. There's no control down there whatsoever. I told people when invasion comes, it's going to be across our southern border, but nobody wanted to believe me. Oh, man, we got a million Chinese sitting off the fucking in container ships, you know, sitting offshore here, sitting offshore there and stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, now, if you actually did have troops on those container ships in the world decks and stuff like that, as long as they were sitting offshore there, you would see an absolute fucking traffic jam of work boats going out there and coming back in, delivering food and supplies and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't run to the store and buy a couple things, all right? There's absolutely no evidence of that whatsoever. This invasion is coming across the southern border. Studied up with Venezuela. We already know we got regular Venezuelan army on the ground here in the Houston area. And they're going to take over the petroleum plant. That's going to be the target, like I said. And with the security, Virgil can testify to this, the security in those places are a fucking joke. And once they go in there and take them over, guess what? You're not going in there shooting to get them out of there either. All right, you've got a real fucking problem because without destroying your means of producing, because, you know, they'll go in there, they'll set charges, come here and get us, we'll blow this whole motherfucker, we don't care. Am I wrong, Virgil?
Oh, no, you go in these plants, the security at these refineries is a total joke. It's either kids that they give a rent-a-cop uniform to, or it's someone that is so geriatric. I mean, anytime you see a gate security guard use a walker to get out the door and push the button to raise the arm up to let your truck in, oh boy, that's real protection there. That's real protection.
Right.
I mean, these places are a joke. And if you would just imagine, just like, Georgia Gulf in Plaquemine, Louisiana. Okay, Georgia Gulf manufactures chemical products that if you do not mix these chemical products properly, in the right intervals, you got a problem. I mean, you can release, you can actually release, and there have been releases of mustard gas out of Georgia Gulf. It happened a few years ago. Okay. Chlorine. All right. Sure, you may jump in a swimming pool. You may taste a little chlorine. It may burn your eyes a little bit. Okay, but that's just a tiny fraction that's in that pool. Imagine a big cloud.
Lost him. But he'll call back. But I get what he's saying. I mean, you know, anything's possible with that. Let's think we're going to listen.
Well, you know, I just, you know, I'm not even kind of, I mean, these, how can I say this? These people are so corrupt and got so many things going right now, so many different directions. You have to be a damn MIT graduate to fucking keep up with them, you know. But
right.
The things to watch right now is the DOJ, who they're going after, China and Russia are in cahoots, and Turkey just threatened to pull out of NATO, and because their side with Russia, them and Russia are big buddies. These people throw a little more wood on the fire that's burning right under that powder keg every day. So, see what goes up first. Am I wrong?
Oh, yes. Oh, no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's all circling the drain, brother. It is all circling the drain. And for all, like I said, for all you people out there that's hoping, you know, 2024, we're going to get Trump back in office. We're going to, you're dreaming.
Yep.
You're dreaming.
We're trying to keep him from running right now. I don't think he's going to be running.
Well, the thing is, you know, it just, you know, it came over the news today. Big flash. The so-called leaders of the January 6th insurrection, you know, the head of the Oath Keepers, that joke organization. You know, they just should have just took him out in the street, pulled his pants down, and beat his ass with a boat paddle and let him go.
Yeah.
They just made a martyr out of him by convicting him and convicting the second in command. That's coming around, and now they're wanting Trump's tax records again. They're wanting Trump to testify before the committee again, and this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 blah.
Okay. And this guy that Merrick, the attorney general, has picked to head this special counsel, he is as biased and leftist as they come, and his job is to find something. If you can't find something, make something up and make it stick. That's what his job is. And what I said at the opening of the show, ladies and gentlemen, don't be distracted about this rail strike. There's not a fucking thing you can do about it. Virgil thinks it's going to hit. I don't know if it is or not. I think they'll beat their chest and go, ooh, look what we did. We saved America. Kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
Could happen, but the strike could happen too. I just don't know how set those unions are. I just consider unions to be part of the government anyway. I don't trust them any further than I can fucking throw them. I've never had a union do me any favors. Actually, I was part of the Iron Workers Union, and I lasted about 3 years. Because don't matter how good you are at your job, you wait for the guy, you know, It's all about seniority and this and that. And they have no problem putting an idiot in place. I've always gotten the best deal of my own in the union we're doing anyway. So, you know, consider them to be tits on a boar hog. They outlive their usefulness. At the turn of the century, they were a necessary evil. I will give them that. But since probably the 60s, they've just pretty much been tipped on a boar hog. That's my personal opinion. That and $5.40 will get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the whole thing that kicked this off, the whole thing that gave these unions all of this power and everything else was a man by the name of Jimmy Hoffa with the Teamsters Union. He is the one, and the Teamsters Union are the ones that fucked the entire trucking industry up. They fucked everything up. I mean, they fucked it all up. They came up with those regulations. They came up with federal motor carrier regulations and all of this. And it just, that's why you have a shortage of truck drivers. That's why you have a shortage of truck drivers. These guys can barely pass the test, much less drive a truck, you know. And it is just unions have just become that they're so greedy. It's unions that destroyed the automotive industry in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Michelin, Firestone, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, all of those companies. What is that background noise?
What are you doing, Joe?
I was trying to snap my neck into place. Sorry about that. Pop my neck out of place.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Well, just let it hang down to your ass till the show's over. But all this now, all of your tires on your car have to be made overseas because they got tired of messing with the union. They moved them overseas. Mm-hmm. And now what's happening? Go try and find some truck tires now. Go try and find Bridgestone truck tires, the best tires that you could ever put on a truck. Go try and find them now. If you do find them, trust me, you're going to faint when you hear the price they give you for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes further than that, Virgil. I mean, you just had Apple come out and say, okay, we're going to have production problems. Because the fucking Congress, Senate, and the House of Representatives, along with the fuckstick presidents, have legislated and allowed our major industry to be shipped to China where, you know, it just literally cost them a few cents on a dollar to produce this stuff. And they're selling this shit to us at astronomical prices. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to the banks and everything, but you can't make people believe that. You can't get people to believe that for a minute. You know, and you sit there and you go, you know, are you sleeping so hard I need to slap you that you can understand what the fuck's coming out of my mouth? I mean, you know, I'm serious, man. I'm just, I'm at the point of total frustration with this whole situation, man. I just had a little ABC thing going on over here, and it's just... you know, if you think they're not coming for us, you are so sadly mistaken.
Well, why do you think
Oh yes, they're back on the Second Amendment bandwagon again.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're back on that again.
Not only that, without you screaming for death camps to be already put up too. So,
well,
you know,
I haven't heard that, but all those FEMA camps they built weren't for nothing, and they sure fuck ain't housing all these illegals they're bringing into the country. There are they where they can investigate. Nope,
right.
Those things were built for one reason. That's to take us out. The Jews of this American Democratic Fourth Reich is conservative, patriotic Americans. All right? We are the enemy. And these people don't just consider us to be their opponents, you know, on the field or not. They consider us to be the enemy, and that we need to be completely and totally eliminated. And
you know what, Max?
They're working towards it every day. And just
and
one
you know
other
what backs
little,
that up. Go ahead.
But, go ahead, Virgil.
And you know what backs that up? I'm gonna put the icing on the cake for Russell. This governor of New York, now everybody knows that the whole United States keys off of New York and California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're coming up with now that every county in New York has to come up with a plan and an execution plan to combat domestic terrorism. Domestic terrorism. Where have we heard? Who else has used that term? Who else has used that term?
The DHS likes it. Joe Biden likes to use it. But ladies and gentlemen, when they talk about domestic terrorists, they're not talking about Black Lives Matter. Who? Those weren't protests, ladies and gentlemen. Those were riots. They burned. They killed. They robbed, and they supported that 100%. No, when they're talking about domestic terrorists, they're talking about anybody who lives by the oath they took, anybody who loves this country, believes in freedom. They're talking about the grandma, grandpa's moms and dads that stand up at these school board meetings and get drug out and thrown in jail, and the federal government's more than happy is more than happy to go ahead and tag them, put them on as domestic terrorists, put them on no-fly list. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff's going on right now before your eyes, and most of y'all are too busy posting and shit, you know, y'all going to be caught with your pants down in a big way. But y'all aren't the only one. Y'all aren't the only one. A lot of these groups that refuse to work together, refuse to lay out any kind of contingency plans, training where two or three groups had to come together, they'd have a basic knowledge, and that's not happening because everybody's got an ego. It always turns into some dick.
Amen.
There's a lot of those that don't get caught.
Mm-hmm.
With pants down. Am I wrong, Virgil?
Oh, no. No, no, no. You got more motherfuckers supposedly members of these militia groups. They want to get together and they want to argue about whose Glock shoots the straightest rather than doing anything else. You know, they all want to be the chief, and nobody wants to be the Indians. Nobody wants to be the Braves. You know, they all set themselves up like they want to be some kind of newborn General Patton or something. It can't be
or
that
John
way.
Rainbow.
It can't be that way. You know, I mean, they're idiots. They're idiots. You know, they come up with these wild hair ass ideas about how to do. There was one that came up with this idea. Me and a friend of mine, I'm not gonna mention his name, was on a three-way call to him, And this asshole was on the phone, on a cell phone now, which you can pick up with any scanner if you know how to program it in. And this cocksucker was talking about assassinating the Pope when he came to the United States.
Russell,
grab a stopwatch and see if you can figure out how much time it took for me to hang up my fucking phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you know they picked up on that, Virgil. Certain key words. That's all it takes.
And just coming up with the asinine ideas like that, that's what hurts everybody. That's what puts the kibosh, that's what gives the industrial military complex the ammunition to come after mm-hmm. you. It gives them reason, because then they go after what Governor DeSantis was calling today the false narratives. The false narratives mm-hmm. of extremism, the false narratives of domestic terrorism, the false narratives of white supremacists, and all of this. And the media is under their control, so they're going to do what their handlers tell them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're going to do what their handlers tell them to do.
And a fine example of this is talk about that gay club shooting there in Colorado, all right? So when it first happened, went down, all you heard was right-wing extremists, da-da-da-da, you know, racist, prejudice, da-da-da. Well, that's the story they let out. That's what they blasted the airways for. Now, the truth comes out that this guy was a non-binary, whatever the fuck that left-wing fuckstick. And you haven't heard a word of that on the friggin' news, have you?
Nope.
Nobody retracted the story. Nobody corrected the narrative, did they?
Well,
just like the,
you know,
like the Pelosi story. Ever heard anything on that?
Who knows? He might have had chipped teeth, or he might have had crooked teeth, you know, and, you know, that ain't considered oral sex kind of thing. That's considered an organ grinder, you know. So, you know, if you can't find something to suck, you're going to get mad if you're that type. Okay.
Right.
But here's the thing, Russell. I'm glad you brought that up. Here's a guy that starts busting caps in a gay nightclub, okay? He's up there. He's got his Glock. He's you pow, 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 pow. And the gay people in the club charge his ass. They figure, fuck it. If we're going to die, we're going to go down fighting. So they get him down. They start kicking him. One of them put a fucking stiletto almost through his brain. You know, some 300-pound drag queen with stilettos on. And they started kicking. They beat the shit out of this guy. They did something. They beat the living shit out of this guy. Okay? Now, here you have a police department in Uvalde, Texas, which has every type of shotgun, AR-15, Glock 40 pistol, body armor, ballistic shields and everything, that takes 77 minutes to go in and stop a school shooter?
Right.
Exactly.
That says a lot for, and in the state of Texas, of all, in the state of Texas, people, in the state of Texas, as much as they like to brag, okay, 77 minutes for these chicken shit son of a bitches to go in there and get that shooter. And you have a bunch of gay people in a club that charge after this son of a bitch while they're shooting at him with nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
That's right.
Something's wrong here, people. Something's wrong here, people. I tell you what, I don't support the gay lifestyle. It's not, you know, hey, you know, whatever makes your bass track afloat, you know, but it ain't my cup of tea. Go for what you know. If you happy, I'm happy, okay? But I can tell you this. I got more respect for all those people in that gay club than I have for one of those police officers in Uvalde, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I got a silent copy
yep.
on that, brother. And, you know, and it comes right back down to what you said all along, you know. You can go back to the beginning of time, all right, to the beginning of recorded history, all right? Just go back that far and stuff. And the only thing that has ever stopped a bad guy with a weapon is a good guy with a weapon, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And a peaceful man is not a good man. A peaceful man is a peaceful man, and he will cow down, walk away, kneel before he ever take any type of action. Now, a good man is a violent man that has that under control.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Exactly.
He chooses to live peacefully. But if you come treading in like any of these shooters do or any of this kind of stuff in their life, kidnap his wife, rape a family member, kidnap family or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be in this completely fucked up world we live in, that guy is going to cut wire and sort out some bastards every time. And that's the only thing that makes this work. And the churches have been a very, very, very big part of the pacification of the American people.
They
got their big tax-exempt status, boy. They make all this money. They don't have to pay any taxes on it, and we've already seen several cases that have come out over the last 5 years or so of, you know, the government, whether it's federal, state, or local government going into some of these churches and stuff saying, like, now, if y'all want to keep this fucking tax-exempt status, you know, y'all better straighten up, and y'all don't talk about this from the pulpit. Y'all don't talk about that from the pulpit. I'm sorry, man. The church is as big a part of this as the Democratic Socialist Party themselves are. And I
Amen.
Believe that
mm-hmm.
from my heart, and
yep.
I don't think I'm wrong.
Yep.
Oh, yes. And bringing it down, Russell, okay, right across the highway from my house, you pass by this place 1,000 times. Okay, Tiger Truck Stop. Okay?
Yeah.
I-10. Thanksgiving
yep.
night, 10 o'clock. Thanksgiving night, 10 o'clock. Two guys in the parking lot waiting for a guy to come pick up his girlfriend that worked at the truck stop. The details of it are still unclear. We're hearing several things. He pulls up, he stops. The car pulls up on the side of him. The passenger has a pistol in his hand. He's ready to shoot. But evidently, the boy that was coming to pick up his girlfriend saw him. Well, he had it in his hand, and he was ready. An AK-47 pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Russell, they shot 42 times. One of them got killed that was in the passenger seat with the pistol. The other one that was driving got shot to shit. And the one that was shooting with the AK-47 pistol, he got a graze to the side of his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 42 times right across in Gros Tête, Louisiana. We ain't even on the freaking map. Gros Tête, Louisiana, we having a gunfight between gangbangers at a parking lot of a truck mm-hmm. stop. Okay?
Sounds like the South Side up here. Yep.
Well, the thing is, my house is across from the highway, and my niece is living with me, and one of those bullets could have come across the highway into my house and killed me, mm-hmm. my wife, or my niece.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really, I'll get y'all, as soon as they released the videos of this, they showed some of it on the news, but they haven't released all of it. I'm going to get them to y'all. And, but this here, I mean, this is coming down to just, like Russell said, it's indoctrination, you know, no respect for human life. The churches can't talk about this, that, or the other. They're being given a list of do's and don'ts of things
mm-hmm.
to talk about. And, you know, you add antidepressants onto this and division, propaganda, all of this. You just got a bunch of deranged people that, you know, they're riding bicycles with no seat, no handlebars. They done lost their ass and they don't know which way to turn, basically.
Right.
And,
that's true.
And, I mean, mm-hmm. all you got to do, people, is just use your common sense. Listen to what these people are saying. Listen. And use your common sense. And does that make sense? Does that make sense? Should a president of the United States say that we have 54 states? I mean, the leader of the United States should know how many states he's leading, right?
Right.
It's 50,
right.
Not 54.
Well, you would think, anyway.
You know?
Right.
And you have a Speaker of the House whose husband is, I don't know, having bisexual hammer fights with his lover in their underwear at the in the House.
Now,
and
Virgil,
it's getting blown up.
Virgil.
The
first rule of the Underwear Fight Club is you don't talk about the Underwear Fight Club.
Okay.
Right.
All right. And then,
you know,
then
now, past that guy hushed up. No,
we have, wrong. You know, we have the narrative of domestic terrorism and extremism and social separation and white supremacists and all this. But we have a member of the Armed Services Committee sleeping with a Chinese spy. And
mm-hmm.
he knew she was a spy.
Oh, and check this out. Everybody forgot about this. Not only that, find out he was a spy.
He knew he was. She had access to all that information. And guess what happened? He got put back on the same committee.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But
Feinstein had a Chinese employee working for her.
Chauffeur.
Who was for 20
mm-hmm.
years was a spy. All right?
That's right. He was a chauffeur.
Hunter Biden and the Chinese preteen prostitutes, I guess. I don't know what you'd call them. The picture of him with the little girl. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are sick, sick, sick bastards. All right. I mean, you look into some of the eyes of these people when they're talking, and you can't tell them you see a soul in there. You cannot tell them that.
But they're going to produce this propaganda and false narrative down in Mar-a-Lago that Trump had launch codes for nuclear weapons, classified launch codes. Okay? Not true. Not true. You talk to anybody that has had any significant military orientation, and they will tell you that the launch codes, the president does not have the launch codes. The president has an let me finish. The president has an authorization code, which must be backed up by two cabinet members, usually the vice president and the secretary of defense. And all three of these access codes must jive together. The people that are over and in control of the nuclear weapons have the launch codes. They send the launch codes to the silos and to the ships and to the submarines. There's a system on a nuclear submarine. There's a system on a nuclear submarine called a EAM. It comes over an alert, and it used to come over when the battleships and all had nuclear weapons on them. It's a EAM. It's called an emergency action message. Emergency action message goes, they go to the safe. The captain of the ship goes to the safe with the XO. They open up the safe. It's a two combination safe, and they grab a package out of it. They break it open. And it's a verification code that they have received, an EAM. They give that verification code to NORAD, and NORAD gives them the information they need for a possible launch of a nuclear weapon. It's called a redundancy system, people. Look into it. It's called redundancy. And it's done. It's done by all sides. It's done by all sides. It's done by China. It's done by Russia. It's done by Israel. It's done by any country that holds a nuclear weapon, including India and Pakistan. It's called a redundancy system. It was all agreed upon. So a president of the one person cannot have launch codes.
Right. But
they do not have them.
Not being mentioned, once the president leaves office, those codes get changed automatically. They don't remember.
Those access codes get changed. Not the launch codes. The launch codes stay the same. The access code that is given to him by an identification card with a certain code on it. An access code, it's an authorization code is what it is. That changes. Changes.
Okay. All right, let me ask one quick closing question. Okay. Now, I heard, as I said earlier in the show, that the military has been meeting with the Supreme Court. Now, sources came from have been reliable in the past. I personally don't see that happening or what good it would be, because there is nobody in any command position now that is pro-America anywhere through the whole fucking are you aware of anyone that's still a warrior that hadn't been forced out, Virgil?
No, I haven't heard of one yet. But I can tell you this, Russell. If the military is going to the Supreme Court, wouldn't it just tickle the piss out of you if they reinstate the draft and you could see, instead of Mexicans coming across the border into the United States, all the snowflakes are leaving and going to Mexico and Canada?
Yep.
Could you imagine the bitch bun instead of the crew cut, instead of the buzz cut, the bitch bun cut, you know?
Fleeing in droves. They was fleeing in droves.
It would just be hilarious. It's already hilarious from what Carmelita's telling me and what her husband Matt's telling me about the military. And a bunch of other people. Tell you what, Russell, from what I'm hearing, there are enough dead trees piled up on desk requesting deferment, leave, and just resignation than you can imagine. From what I'm hearing in the military.
Yep,
I've been hearing that too.
I'm here.
Yep.
They can't recruit anybody right now. I'm sure Carmelita and her husband told you the same stuff. I mean, the quality of the people they have coming in. They said they literally have thousands of troops standing around because they couldn't pass their MO test to go do their job. MOS, I guess they should.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you, if you put a sign up right now, join the military right now for 5 years and collect $10 million in 5 years. I guarantee you, if you put a phone booth up and you hung out $10,000 in front of it, finger fuck this bobcat in the phone booth for $10,000. You know which line I'm going to be in? I'm going to be in that long motherfucker. I guarantee you.
Right.
You're not going to see any more recruitment. You're not going to see any more recruitment at all.
Right.
Even your National Guard, they're offering in the National Guards now to pay off your past student loans for a 6 year.
Yeah,
I
saw that.
And plus pay your tuition to go back to school again. Guess what? The ink pen still got cobwebs on it sitting on the desk.
Yeah.
They ain't getting nobody.
Yep. Well, guys, it is that time and everything. Are you guys going to come back on Thursday?
Yeah. Yeah, and just on a personal note, I went to the eye doctor today, and I'm going to be scheduled. I got to go back on the 5th December, and they're going to measure my eyes for the implants, and then I'm going to go to surgery on the 12th, and they're going to put my $6 million man eyes in.
So you're going to have bionic eyes, huh?
Well, I tell you what, I've been getting some good news lately, folks. I've been getting some good news. I stopped by Ford Firearms today, too, when we came back from the eye doctor, Susan and I. And I brought Loretta and Conway with me. That's my M14 and my .45. And I wanted Chris Ford. You probably remember him. He was on Sons of Guns, the show Sons of Guns.
Mm-hmm.
The guy screaming, "It's a cannon." Okay. Well, I brought him in there, and he absolutely fell in love with that M14, Russell. He was ready to buy it from me off the bat. And when I told him what I paid for it, he just about ready to call me a liar and say I stole it. But he took a look at my .45 Essex. And I was getting a feeling, you know, that I paid just a little too much for this thing. But he gave me some good news. He took a look at it. He took it apart, looked at it. He knows what he's looking at. His dad knows what he's looking at, too. His dad's a jarhead. And it's an Essex. It's an Essex Navy model. And they ran it. It was manufactured back in 1974. Just about 74, and it's been worked on. It's had the job done on it. And I asked Chris how much would he charge if this was in his collection, in his cases. He said, "I wouldn't let that walk out of my door, Virgil, no less than $1,800, $2,000. He said, "What did you pay for?" I said, I paid $1,000 for it. He said, "You stole that one too." So thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim. Jim Thames found it for me. Jim Thames, Black Diamond Body Armor. He found them for me. And Diamond Jim, he always comes through for me. That's my bro, there.
Yep.
That's my favorite boot if he still ain't got no loot.
Well, anyway, we'll be back here on Thursday night and stuff. And I tell you, I don't know, guys. We'll see.
All right. Well, good night, America. Y'all guys be safe. We'll talk to y'all on Thursday.
Okay. And all right. Good night, America. Good night, Gunny. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
Good night, everybody. Roger, you can get a hold of me anytime you need to.